This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, my dear brothers and sisters, this message is primarily addressed to Naba, Shafa and Bilal Javed, and to my dear friend and brother Moiz Beg, Naba's husband, and who I know that Javed Bhai considered him like another son. Javed Bhai was a good friend of mine, because we used to meet in the masjid. He would always attend my khutbah, and alhamdulillah, I was honored that he would come all the way from South Hadley, that's where he used to live at that time, only for the Jummah. And obviously his passing was something that was unexpected, because I didn't know that he was ailing from anything like that. So when it happened, it came as a shock. But when I heard about the details of that from my other very good friend, Dr. Zubair Karim, thanks to whom I met both Javed Bhai as well as Moiz, then I knew that inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the signs that He was pleased with Javed Bhai, and that these signs are shown to us to comfort our hearts at a time of bereavement. So let me begin by making dua for my dear friend and your father, Muhammad Javed. Allahumma aghfir lahu warhamhu wa'afihi wa'afu anhu wa'akrim nuzulahu wa wassi' mudkhalahu wa'ghsilhu bilma'i wa'thalji wa'albarad ونقه من القطايا كما نقيت الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وادخله الجنة وأعده من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار. The translation of this dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us to make and taught us to make when somebody passes away, and this is from the hadith in Muslim. The translation is, O Allah, forgive him and have mercy on him, and give him strength, and pardon him, and be generous to him, and cause his entrance to be wide, and wash him with water and snow and hail, and cleanse him of his transgressions, as white cloth is cleansed of stains. Take him into Jannah, and protect him from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the hellfire. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this and more for our dear friend and brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him in a way where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him, and reward him in keeping with His Majesty and grace. Death, we all know, is inevitable. There is nothing surprising about death. And so when somebody gets, you say, oh, how did this happen? Well, How in the sense of purely material way of saying that here was somebody who was, apparently not suffering from anything, but they died. And then there are many cases in the last few months, believe it or not, in the last 3 months, I have heard of 8 different cases of people passing away. And one of them was very, very dear to me and completely unexpected. But unexpected in the sense of I didn't expect that person to die at that time, but it's not unexpected at all. It is the most expected of things. And it's very important to remember that when somebody passes away, there are 2 things happening at that time. One is that if a person passes away with Iman and with Yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having led a good life, a pious life, a life which is full of khair and barakah and blessings and goodness for that person and for everyone around them, then this person has passed away in the best possible way. For that person who passed away, it is the culmination of a life which was led to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the day, it is the time when that person will be rewarded. So it's like somebody who has fasted all day and was waiting for the time of iftar. And now, the time of iftar has come. He heard the siren, he heard whatever announcement for iftar happens in that country. And he is now drinking the water, he is eating the dates, he is breaking his fast. For that person, that time is the time of greatest happiness. The most wonderful time, the time for which he was or she was waiting all their lives. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the time of our deaths such a time where it will be a time of great happiness and joy, a time that we have been waiting for, and that we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state where He is pleased with us. For others, there is obviously the pain of bereavement, and this is the price we pay for a beautiful relationship. The more you love somebody, the more you feel the pain of parting. And the alternate is somebody who is not loved by anybody, who was a painful person to be with. When they die, there is no pain for the others. But I always remind myself when I tell people, which one would you like? It's a dumb choice. It's a no-brainer. So, alhamdulillah, Javed Bhai was a man who was beloved by, obviously by his family and then by all those who knew him. And so his passing is a time of bereavement, a time of pain, a time of, where you feel sad. But it's also a time where there are 2 other things. One is, it's a time of recalling and remembering all the beautiful memories, whatever they might be, that we have personally associated with him. And that is to give us a sense of relief, to say that alhamdulillah, here was a beautiful man that I knew, and I had the pleasure of spending that time with him. My memory of him that stands out is, he returned from Dubai, and Moiz sent me some beautiful gifts. And Javed Bhai phoned me and he said, are you at home? I said, yes. He said, I'm coming. I said, most welcome. He came and I said, please come in, have some coffee or tea or something. He said, he was in a hurry. He said, I have to leave, but I just came to give you these gifts that Moiz sent for you. So I said, Javed Bhai, you didn't have to come all the way from Hadley to just give these gifts. There are so many other people who live in Hadley, including Dr. Zubair and others, who are all common friends. He could have just handed those things to them. He could have come for Jummah, and he could have given me the gifts in the Friday, after the Friday Jummah, after the prayer and so on. But he came specifically for that. So I said, why did you do that? He said, wo Moiz ki amanat hai, to mujhe pahunchana hai. Or this is amana from Moiz, and I have to give this to you. And I mean, imagine, I felt, you know, I said, subhanAllah, what a wonderful man, and what a beautiful relationship he has with Moiz, who he always, you know, spoke to, believe me or not, for a while when I first met Moiz in the masjid. He came to the Jummah prayer with Dr. Zubair, and Javed Bhai also was there. For quite a long time, I really believed that Moiz was Javed Bhai's son. The interaction with them, and only much later I realized that he was a son-in-law. It really doesn't matter, you know, son-in-law, alhamdulillah, these are all our creations. A relationship is a relationship of love. And being somebody's son is not necessarily only a biological relationship. It's truly a relationship of the heart. And alhamdulillah, this was the case with Moiz and Javed Bhai, as I could see. In terms of death, as I said, the second thing that the passing away of a beloved person, the first one is it's a time to remember all the good things and all the beautiful memories that we share. The second thing is that it is a time to remember, it's an awakening, it's something which is a reminder for us that one day this person who is in the janazah, whose salat of janazah we are praying, or who is in the qabr, or who we buried, who passed away, one day that person will be me. One day somebody will be talking about me. One day people will have a decision point. Do we make dua for him or we don't make dua for him? Now that is a very, should be for anyone who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who believes in the last day and who believes in the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very salutary and a very important and a very critical thing to remember and to remind ourselves. So every time we hear about somebody passing away, in this case somebody who is very dear to us, but even if whoever it is to remind ourselves and say that one day it will be my turn. We all come in a sequence, but we don't go back in a sequence. When we go back, each one goes back at the time that was written for that person. The older ones go later, go earlier, the younger ones go later, or the vice versa. The younger ones go earlier and the older ones go later. It's something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us. And nothing that we can do in this life will change that. And that is something which is very salutary, which is very important to remind ourselves so that we prepare for that day. And that is very important. Now about those who are passing away, and may Allah make this the same thing for Javed Bhai. He died after Salatul Jummah. Alhamdulillah, the Salatul Jummah itself is expiation of sin. It's a time of forgiveness, and Allah knows what duas he made in that Jummah. And he died immediately after Salatul Jummah. So this is a very beautiful sign for us to comfort ourselves. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforted us and told us what happens at the time of death. The beautiful ayat of Surah Al-Fussilat, which is the ayah number 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Innal ladhina qalu rabbuna Allahu thumma istaqamu, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, surely those who say our Rabb is Allah and then remain steadfast. This is the shart, this is the condition. We believe and we live by that belief. It's not just a matter of saying I believe and then we do everything else. No. Believe and remain steadfast. قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Surely those who say our Rabb is Allah and then remain steadfast, the angels descend upon them saying, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. The angels say, do not fear, do not grieve, do not be sad, but rejoice in the good news of Jannah which you have been promised. So at the time of dying, before the person has died, when he sees the angels, he or she is given the bashara, the good news of Jannah, that Allah has written Jannah for you. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels only do what they have been ordered. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the good news of Jannah right at that time. And this is what we make dua and we hope happened for Jawed Bhai, that he was given the news of Jannah at that time itself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the angels will say, we are your supporters. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your supporters in this worldly life and in the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. There in the afterlife, you will have whatever your souls desire. Whatever you desire, Allah will give you. And there you will have whatever you ask for. Two different things. Asking is to actually ask. But Allah will give you just what is in your heart. You don't even need to ask. Without even asking what is in your heart, Allah will give you. We ask Allah this for Jawed Bhai, and we ask this kind of an ending, which Allah has described here for all of us, inshallah. And then finally, in this ayah number 32, so this is Surah Al-Fussilat, ayah 30, 31 and 32, Nuzulam min ghafuri rahim. Nuzulam min ghafuri rahim. The word nuzul is a very interesting word. Nuzul means, it's like if a traveler comes, somebody you have been expecting and really waiting for, and you know, you really want that person to come, and you've been waiting for them and so on, and you've been planning, when they come we will do this, we'll do that, we will go to this restaurant, we'll cook this food for them, we'll take them out here, take them out there, and so on, so on. You've got all these big plans. Now when the person comes, they just landed after a long flight, and they just come home, you don't take them straight into the dining hall, which has a table which is spread with all kinds of delicacies. You give them what we call a welcome drink. You give them some cold water or some drink or some juice or something, which is the precursor, which is the announcer of all the goodness that is going to come thereafter. But this is nuzul, this is the welcome. Allah says, nuzulam, from who? Min ghafurir rahim. The angels will make this announcement of Jannah, and they say, this is the welcome, this is just the beginning, this is just the sign of what is to come hereafter. Min ghafurir rahim, the most forgiving and the most merciful. Now, very important, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have used any of his beautiful asma wa sifat, his beautiful names and attributes in this ayah. He did not. He used the one which is the most critical for us. There are only two things which are critical for us in this life. One is hidayah, guidance while we are alive, and the other one is forgiveness when we die. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given guidance to Jawed Bhai through his life, and the way of his passing, inshallah, is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgave him, and he would have received these angels and they would have given him this good news. We ask this for him. We ask this for all of us, and I ask all of you, make dua for him, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the du'as of people for their friends, for their relatives and so on. especially the du'as of the children for their parents, the du'as of the parents for the children. These are things which are not refused. So make a lot of du'a. I'm sure you are making du'a, make even more. All your good deeds will go to your parents, to Javed Bhai and to your mother. So this applies to parents and grandparents. So for all of you as well as your children, this is something to always keep in mind and say that anything I do is going to go to my father, my grandfather, my mother, my grandmother, and therefore I will do things which are beneficial for them. Rasulullah said that they will know who did these things and they will feel the beauty and the blessing of it. They will ask, they say, where did this come from? How did this happen? And this, they will be told, this is because of your son, your daughter, your grandchild, and so on and so forth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to welcome Javed Bhai and to keep him in a beautiful place, a special place with him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of you sabr jameel and to fill your minds and your hearts with all the beautiful memories that Javed Bhai and your mother created for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them together, because this is another one of the basharat. Allah said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will meet the ones you love. And if they died with Iman, and in this case, alhamdulillah, they both did, then they will meet each other. So right now they are together, alhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us together with all those we love, and then to keep us together in Jannah with those we love in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته